As a parent, you want what's best for your teen. You want them to grow and thrive in this world. But you also want to make sure they're staying safe. That's why Instagram is introducing teen accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see. Instagram teen accounts, built-in limits for teens, and peace of mind for parents. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Norwegian Cruise Line invites you to experience more in the Caribbean, Alaska, Europe, and beyond. For a limited time, get 50% off all cruises and enjoy NCL's all-new More at Sea cruising package, including unlimited open bar, specialty dining, and more. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Offer ends soon. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
106. Now, the sheer variety and array of pubs that we have on offer in Ireland is, well, it's off the clock, really. You can rest assured that there is somebody, something for everyone. It's also true of pubs of Dublin with their old school charm and no frills attitude. Joining me now to chat about some of the essential pubs the city has to offer is Jane Casey, content creator about Irish history. Jane, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Tom. Happy solstice to you.
Happy solstice to you too. Was last night the actual, the traditional day on which people did the 12 pubs?
Oh, I don't know. That's something I should know. But I feel like in... was it?
Yeah, I was
I feel like in recent years, it's all month long though, to be fair, Tom.
All right. Fair enough.
I'd say it was busy in town last night for sure.
I got that impression. All right, I got that impression. But it's funny, you're going to talk about some of the pubs and we walk past them or you might have a drink in them and you never really appreciate the story that is behind them. But the stories are often incredible, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think about Irish pubs just like you. You know, I have my locals, I have my favourite pubs. But, you know, when you actually think about it, Irish pubs are so integral to our culture. They're more than just boozers and... You know, I think a lot of people from around the world thinks that, you know, we're just great drinkers. But really, pubs are public houses. So where the community gathered and where people mourned their loved ones and passed down their stories. And in many cases where the Irish Revolution was planned as well. So I'm a big fan of pubs. I just wanted to look into a couple of histories of my favourite ones in my own 12 pubs.
Very good. I couldn't get over how many revolutions were planned in pubs. It doesn't seem like the safest place to plan a revolution.
Something
you want to keep secret. You know, let's go down to the local pub and talk about it.
Absolutely.
It's going to end in tears, isn't it?
Well, in many cases it did, yeah.
Right. So you're starting us off the Stag's Head on Dame Street, one of the absolute beauts.
Yeah, so the Stag's Head is a beautiful heritage pub. It's actually one of Dublin's oldest pubs. So I was walking past one day and some of your listeners might know that there's a clock just above the facade that says Tyson on it. And I always wondered, who's Tyson? What's the story there? So I went and looked it up and I found out that, well, actually, there's been a tavern on that lane since the, I think, the late 1600s. It popped up in maps. But it was the 1890s when a man by the name of George Tyson took it over and set up what we know as the Stag's Head today. And actually, it was the first pub in Dublin with electricity, would you believe?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing?
Not that a pub needs much electricity, but still, sensational.
Exactly.
Where does it get its name, by the way?
Yeah, so I love this. So I've learned just through doing this that a lot of pubs are either a surname, like Grogan's or Keogh's, as we know, or it's a actual thing. So like the Stag's Head, the blue light. And that's so people can see the symbol on the outside. And they might have been illiterate at the time, but they know where people are talking about. But the Stag's Head one is amazing. So the legend goes, there was a stag that was due for dinner at Dublin Castle at a big banquet. But it escaped and ran all the way down Dame Lane, straight into the side of the pub head first. And that's where we get the name Stag's Head.
Oh my God. When you say it was due for dinner, it was the dinner in Dublin Castle, was it?
I'm sure they caught it and he met his end. But yeah, it's amazing.
And you also talk about the Yellow House. Now, the Yellow House in Rathfarnham is a pub that I kind of associate with funerals, to be honest. I've been to afters at funerals there a few times.
Interesting. Yeah, I always associate it as, to me, it's a landmark. I always give people directions, like
True.
go left at the Yellow House, straight on at the Yellow House. But you'd be right, because it's right across the road from, I think it's the Church of the Annunciation. A lot of church-related dues, I suppose, would happen there. But what's interesting about the Yellow House is actually it used to be on the site of the church many years ago. Yeah, in the late 18th century, it was just a small thatched roof, cottagey-like pub. And it was the closest pub to Military Road, which is up in the Dublin and Wicklow Mountains, that was built by the British military after the 1798 rebellion.
Okay.
And barracks were set up there. So there's a really interesting story. It has a lot of ties to Irish rebellion, as we talked about before. So the soldiers would come down to the Yellow House to have their few pints because it was the closest pub to the barracks. And the owner of the pub was a man by the name of Michael Eads. And he was a Republican sympathiser. So he would let the United Irishmen in, specifically a guy called Michael Dwyer and Arthur Devlin, who's the brother of Anne Devlin. So she's famous for harbouring Robert Emmet and going to prison for it. But the pub owner let them in to get some intel and eavesdrop on the British soldiers. And when the British soldiers got wind of this, they obviously went absolutely furious and completely trashed the thatched pub. So it had to be rebuilt across the road. And that's
how
we get the
elevator. God. How amazing. Yeah. Though I have to say, they were planning the rebellion at one end of the pub while the British Army officers were drinking at the other end of the pub. Once again, planning an organisation not at the forefront of that.
Well, they were brave, weren't they? I couldn't imagine that. You know, they really were.
And paid a price. So it was destroyed. My God, you live and learn. You're bringing us next to the Harbour Bar in Bray, another place that I know very well.
Yeah, I'm a Bray woman, although I haven't lived there in about 10 years. I still go there when I'm back home every Christmas Eve and probably Stephen's night as well. It's my favourite pub in the whole world.
Wow.
Hands down, to include it. So what's interesting about the Harbour Bar, so it goes back to the mid-1800s, the pub, the O'Toole brothers opened it, but it actually doubled up as an undertaker for a while, like most pubs, actually.
Yeah, it's very common, isn't it?
Yeah, because I guess you could, you know, prepare the body and have the wake all in the same place.
Yes.
It was a good business structure. But my favourite story goes back to the 1960s, when Peter O'Toole, famous Hollywood actor, was filming in Ardmore Studios just up the road, and he used to go down to the harbour every night to have a few pints. But he notoriously would get a little bit messy, have a few too many pints, and Des O'Toole, one of the owners, would always make sure he got back to his hotel safe. He was staying in the International Hotel, which was on Bray Seafront,
yeah.
Actually, it's not there. And to say thank you after filming, Peter O'Toole donated a moose head from it was a prop from Woody Allen's What's New Pussycat, which
hilarious.
I think was out in 1965. And that's still up in the back lounge.
Oh my God.
I used to be so scared of the moose head when I was a kid and my
yeah.
parents would take it on Sunday. So it's only relatively recently I learned the history and it's incredible.
Oh my God, I have to go and look for that over Christmas. We only have time for one more. So very quickly, the blue light, you mentioned it. Visibility is a huge part of this story, isn't it?
Visibility is a huge part of this story. So it was originally a pub for the quarrymen up in Barnacullia, but where it gets its name is because back when the pub was first opened, it was, I guess, a time where taxes on spirits were very, very high. So they had to find out ways to smuggle in spirits to avoid paying the taxes.
Yeah.
So what would happen was smugglers monitored the customs officials down at Dunleary Harbour and waited for them to clock off. They would send a light up into the Dublin Mountains to the pub.
Yeah.
When the pub got the light, they would turn on a blue light to let the smugglers in Dublin Bay know that the coast was clear. So it was a very sophisticated plan.
How sensational. My God.
Yeah.
I would raise a glass to that over Christmas if I get a chance. Jane, thanks very much for that. Pleasure talking to you. Jane Casey, content creator about Irish history.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.